This is Day to Day with a 100-year-old story that is still scary. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. It's set in Tsavo, Kenya, around the turn of the 20th century when a pack of lions developed a taste for human flesh. The two most infamous man-eaters are now at Chicago's Field Museum, and soon they'll be shown at the National Museum of Kenya.
But as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, stuffed animals cannot do justice to this fearsome story of man versus beast.
The best thing that people have going for them in the wild is that they don't taste very good. Not many of us know that, and those who do are just too creepy to ask. But David Muscal, who takes care of the lions at the animal orphanage in Nairobi National Park, is reasonably sure.
No, lions mostly don't like the taste of human flesh. It's kind of unnatural to them. If they like the taste of human flesh, they would be continent-wide all the time in areas where there were lions. It would be constantly fatalities from lions. But it's not the case.
Except in times of duress.
It's only extreme hunger and extreme circumstances that promote man-eating. Once a lion has done it a few times and realizes that it can subsist on human flesh, if there are no other options, why not continue?
That's the 7 p.m. train headed from Nairobi to the port of Mombasa on the Indian Ocean. During colonial times, the British built the line from neighboring Uganda via Nairobi to Mombasa. That's a long way. They commissioned Colonel J.H. Patterson to oversee construction of the track in a semi-arid, thorn-ridden area called Tsavo. And it was in Tsavo that the saga of the man-eating lions played out. Thousands of Indian rail workers came to lay the track, and they apparently depleted the lions' natural food supply. That is, until they became the lions' food supply. Here in Tsavo, the leopards and giraffes and even the elephants camouflage themselves among thousands and thousands of acacia trees and volcanic rock. You hear all that fussing? That's the white-bellied go-away bird. Tsavo is now an animal sanctuary, one of the largest protected sites in the world. But in 1898, neither man nor beast was safe. The lions struck with impunity, sometimes walking straight into the workers' tents, grabbing someone by the throat or even the foot and dragging him out for dinner, sometimes within view of the victim's tent mates. The lions are said to have eaten leisurely, leaving the rail workers to hear the sound of bones breaking and flesh sucked dry. The men built thorn bush fences around their campsites, but the lions got through.
There is a lot of mythology that they were not really lions, that they were evil spirits or spirits of dead people who had come back to haunt them.
Rasna Wara is an author and newspaper columnist. Her great-grandfather came to Kenya from India as part of the wave of migrants that accompanied the building of the rail line. She says both Sikhs and Muslims marveled at the size of the cats. But animal researcher Samuel Kasiki says the lions of the area have always been larger than life.
I think the Tsavo lions tend to be much bigger and much more aggressive than the lions found elsewhere. And this is probably to do with the kind of environment where they live, which is a very harsh environment. So you have to be tough. And
as a scientist with the Kenya Wildlife Service, Kasiki monitored lions in Tsavo for 16 years. He says Tsavo toughness is a matter of testosterone.
So I think some research which has been done in Tsavo does suggest that Tsavo lions may have much higher levels of testosterone than lions elsewhere. So this makes them a little bit more aggressive than lions elsewhere.
Now, it's hard to say for sure how many man-eaters there were in Tsavo back then and why they behaved the way they did. Colonel Patterson, in his 1907 book, The Man-Eaters of Tsavo, wrote that he killed two relatively young male lions and the man-eating pretty much stopped. He sold the skins to the Field Museum in Chicago in 1924. Researchers in Chicago now say there were probably many more man-eaters and that a nearby slave route provided them with a ready buffet of Africans. David Muscal, who has spent decades tracking and caring for Tsavo lions, says oral histories indicate that humans were an acquired taste, handed down from mother to cub.
I believe what happened is that the parent female, the mum, for those two lions, somehow or other, or for some reason or other, had gotten on to taking people on a regular basis. And as happens, the lioness teaches the kids how and what to hunt, and people became a natural part of the menu.
But Samuel Kasiki of the Kenya Wildlife Service has a different take altogether. He says the man-eating lions of Tsavo were probably in need of a good dentist.
The reason they were eating people is because they had bad teeth. And if you have bad tooth, you are not able to kill strong and fast-moving prey. So human beings happen probably to be much slower prey, which they preferred.
And if bad teeth aren't enough misfortune, plenty of male Tsavo lions were and are bald. David Mascal cares for a number of Tsavo lions at the Nairobi Animal Orphanage. But in Nairobi, they have hair. Take Charlie, for instance. He's the baritone. Charlie was rescued from the wild at the age of 2 weeks. Now he's 6 years old and almost 600 pounds. Mascal is taking care of Charlie the whole time, feeding him minced meat and goat kidneys and ox bone. 50 years ago, Mascal says, he probably would have been a hunting enthusiast, like Colonel Patterson. He probably would have shot Charlie and carried his hide around as a prize.
Because that's what everyone did. My attitude at this stage of my life, having worked with these animals, and I go, what could promote somebody to pick up a rifle? I mean, you can be a complete and utter cretin and be an excellent shot, and stand back 50 meters, 100 meters, 300 meters, and kill something so beautiful. It's just destruction.
Hunting is now against the law in Kenya, but tensions between human and beast still run high. An estimated 3,000 lions are in the country, but that number is apparently dropping as humans move deeper and deeper into lion territory. Perhaps the greater lesson of stories like the man-eating lions of Tsavo is that when two or more species compete for the same resources, neither comes away unscathed. Take a recent item from the Kenyan press. A 35-year-old herdsman, north of Nairobi, struggled with the lion for over half an hour before conquering it. But after his victory against the king of the jungle, a pack of hyenas emerged and attacked him from all directions. Both his hands were bitten off from the wrists and his toes badly severed. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.